You're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
And I do want to congratulate you and yours as the Volunteers today, this evening, victorious to the tune of 38-7, an absolute complete and total blowout. And what was that you were saying before we came on, Tony? Tell me what that was you were saying. I didn't quite get the song. Oh, okay. Now I think I got it. That was heard early and often tonight in a sold-out, rain-soaked Neyland Stadium as the Vols completely dominated the Aggies of Utah State in a game that I thought would be pretty close. But it turned into quite a hammer job indeed, as the Vols win rather easily and rather convincingly tonight. Rather easily and rather convincingly, and the numbers, we'll go inside the numbers here in a little bit, but needless to say, a couple of observations jump off the page to me about tonight's game. First of all, for you, Tennessee is much improved. First things first, the Vols are much improved. By the way, if you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. I am Tony Basilio at your service. This, ladies and gentlemen, is, and please don't try this at home, but you have found the revolution. It is the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. The place where we want to hear from you, because this show is about you. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Russell Smith will be by here in a little bit, as will Jeffy Boy Brock. And we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. It's Tennessee with a really impressive performance tonight. Does this team have improving to do? Oh, well, of course. What do we really know about the Vols after tonight? I don't know. They're better. How much better? I don't know. They're better, though. The Vols are certainly better. How much better are they? What opponent was in front of them tonight? I don't know. What kind of year is Utah State going to have from here? I don't know. Utah State looked to me like they were outmanned early in that game. Chucky Keaton did not look like he was at 100%. Listen to me. I'm not taking anything away from what Tennessee did tonight, because Tennessee's team speed is a lot better. They are starting to pass the eye test. That's important. They are starting to pass the eye test. We are all glad that the opponent is not a little better tonight. We are all bad. We are all bad that the opponent was not a little better tonight. Now, before we do anything else, I do want to remind you that we tonight will be commercial break free in this show. How are you going to do that, Tony? Well, every once in a while I'll read a live commercial to you, but it's just going to be you, it's going to be me. And it's going to be one-on-one. We'll also hear from Butch Jones later on tonight in the program. Christian Lundy, who's covering the game for us, we will hear from him as well. Tennessee played with a lot of purpose, a lot of passion, a lot of energy tonight. And I was really personally glad, really glad to see that. Let's, without further ado, bring in a guy who you'll hear all year on here. By the way, tonight's guest list on your Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction program will be as follows. Tonight we will hear from none other than, oh God, where'd I put my guest list? Hey, Nelson, where's my guest? Oh, there it is. Jerry Colquitt, Jason Swain will be by with us, who launches a show tomorrow on his app, and I'll let him tell you about that. Tony Robinson, who I had breakfast with this morning, Never a bad day when you start the day having breakfast with a legend like Tony Robinson and you end it with a 38-7 win against a game opponent in Neyland Stadium. Reed Carringer, who is with RockyTopInsider.com, will join Christian Lundy later on. Russell Smith from 94.3 FM here in Knoxville on. Tony, are you telling me that in your market you're having guys on from different radio stations? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you, because we're hitting the revolution here. And the revolution is, if you're in the family, I want you in the family. That's the revolution. And we're all going to work together as part of the coalition. Now, without further ado, as it's 35 past the hour, an absolutely incredible victory for the Vols tonight. Really startling the way they came out and just dominated. Absolutely dominated that game. Let's bring, without further ado, in here who will take some calls for us, and we'll go right to the phones here momentarily. Jerry Colquitt now joining. Jerry, former Vol quarterback, also experience in collegiate coaching, both at Tennessee as a grad assistant in the late 90s. National championship season, Jerry was there. In the late 90s also with David Cutcliffe down at Ole Miss. Ended up in the NFL with Mike Holmgren in Seattle, where Jerry currently makes his home and makes a living, and we're very proud of him. And he was watching the game tonight with a bunch of folks out in Seattle, a bunch of people from the Vol Nation, a bunch of huge Vol fans out there. Jerry, good evening. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Tony. How you doing?
Man, how about those Vols, Jerry?
Oh, man. Hey, let me tell you, Tony, there's nothing like sitting there watching the Tennessee Vols kick a little behind, if you know what I'm saying. Sitting right next to people who are from East Tennessee, baby. I love it.
Beautiful. You can say kicking ass on here, Jerry. You can get away with that.
Okay, okay.
All right, bro. Jerry, I saw a lot of ability tonight on that football field on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Impressive showing for the newcomers.
Oh yeah, definitely, and especially on defense.
Yep.
I thought you saw some of the new kids
mm-hmm.
on defense making plays.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys in the front seven.
Mm-hmm.
Kids at linebacker. Some kids who are new back in the secondary
mm-hmm.
as well. So for me, you know me, Tony, although I'm a quarterback, I love the old school part of football. I love blocking, tackling, defense, and run game. So for me to see what we were doing on defense, I love that. That to me was the biggest improvement from Butch Jones's year one to year two. So to me, that's what I love looking at the most tonight in this Tennessee victory.
Absolutely. Amazing. Amazing. Tennessee was really amazing tonight. And the level of intensity they played with, the level of energy defensively is what stood out to me. Let's go now without further ado. Our first call here tonight on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Eddie, hello.
Tony, Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, Eddie.
Are you in FEMA 9 or 8 or what is it?
What's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Northwest Quadrant 10 out here, baby.
Quadrant 10. He's in Squadron 10.
Hey, guys, I tell you what, I've stayed away a little while, and it's good to be back. I saw something on the screen tonight that I hadn't seen in a while, and that's a team with swagger and a team with speed on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side. I was absolutely amazed at the way that they ran to the football and covered.
Really fun.
Pass coverage, yeah, and also through tackling the line scrimmage on those dot plays. You know, it's way too often where you've seen the last couple of years where, you know, guys have just been running wide open.
Oh,
and that wasn't the case tonight.
What do you think, Jerry?
I totally agree with that. You know, one of the best things that I saw tonight, too, is, you know, some of those guys who, you know me, Tony, I keep it real now. I keep it 100. I've been hard on A.J. Johnson. I thought he played I thought he played very good between the tackles the last couple of years, but I thought his weakness was that he just wasn't quite fast enough in space. I thought that he got lost. Guys, he just couldn't tackle him, you know, if it wasn't in between the tackles. But you saw tonight, and A.J. Johnson was making teams on kick returners in special teams. He was making plays in the spread passing game that you saw from Utah State out in space. So to me, that's the key. You saw guys who have been not only who are new, we already touched on that, but guys who have been around for a couple of years now who look better than what they did the last couple of years. So to me, that is a mark of an improved squad. So that gives me hope.
Very, very exciting. I totally agree with you on A.J. Johnson. One observation for you. Not only did he have, as you say, a great night with the interception late in the game, but the original turnover in the game, the first turnover of the year, the forced fumble on special teams, is a gigantic play in that game. If you go back to the way Tennessee struggled offensively at times in the first half, especially putting that team away, now, you look back on that play, that was a gigantic play in the game. It really helped set the tone for what Tennessee was trying to do. And we all knew whoever made that key first turnover was going to head into Doubtville. And that's exactly what happened tonight for Utah State, Eddie. And it was brought on by a guy in upper class who was asked to play special teams, and he did exactly that.
Hey, guys, could you explain a little bit to me about one call on the field on when they had when we had the football and the tight end caught the pass in the flat and he came down, he turned over and the ball was behind him and they went to replay, or they didn't go to replay, but they ran a play after that and then tried to go back to replay. What was the ruling on that? Can you go back to replay after you run a play? I mean, I thought once that happened, that was over.
In the pros,
they called offsides on us.
Yeah, in the pros, it's over. In college football, I believe it's up to an official's discretion, which is what we saw tonight. But here's my problem with replay rules. And by the way, Tennessee had a replay tonight where they looked at a ball. I hope they get better at that. That's one criticism of this staff, and it's probably not fair. But, Eddie, thank you for the phone call. Jerry, do you know the rule for sure in terms of the way that's interpreted, in terms of running a play and then they calling you back and saying, hey, we want to have another look at that?
Tony, based on my knowledge, I thought once that ball is snapped, those guys aren't already in the booth, so to speak. I thought that the play continued. So,
well, in professional ball for sure. I saw that a couple times this weekend, though, interestingly enough, in college ball where they came out and stopped and had a look. That ought to be the rule. There's no question about it. But, again, the target continues to move. As I remind you of a couple things tonight, what about Worley's night? And we'll look at his numbers here momentarily. I feel good for him. Here's a guy who is physically limited. He is what he is. But he played within himself. He started 10 for 11 in the game. And then after that, he had a streak where he had 13 straight completions on the night, which ties him fourth all-time on Tennessee's list in Tennessee's record books with Jeff Francis and Casey Clawson. Good for him. Good for him. Your thoughts on his game?
Tony, to me, Justin Worley was solid tonight. He was solid tonight. To me, he fit some balls in some tight holes. And I thought when he needed to complete some passes and some of those key situations, he delivered. I think the fans got to remember something. In this system, where let's just be honest now, it's primarily a passing system. A lot of this offense is not going to be on point at all times. So he's going to have those rushes in there where we're not moving the football. But at the same time, because they do pass the ball so much, he is going to have the opportunity to get us out of some of those rushes and back into a rhythm again. So I was happy to see what he did was, and unlike early in the game, we weren't on point, but you could see there in that second quarter and there towards the mid third quarter going into the fourth, he was on fire.
No question.
you got to give Justin Worley props. Again, man, I've seen a bunch of quarterbacks. I'm not at all worried about Justin Worley. Justin Worley is going to be fine for us in the long run.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Up next on the program, Conquistador, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Tony?
Hey, congratulations, man, on the win tonight.
Hey, it was great. It was great. You know, I just wanted you to think back for a minute. When have you been this happy since, like, 2004?
Well, I feel like we have a legitimate-looking football team right now. My expectations are no higher than they were for the season coming after tonight's game, because I don't know what we saw in Utah State. Tennessee completely outmanned them. Yeah. However, you can see from looking at Tennessee, especially defensively, that they pass the eyeball test a little more. And I love Jerry's observation that they had a couple veteran players out there on special teams, and A.J. Johnson is an absolute catalyst for them, and he played 100 miles an hour the entire time they asked him to, especially on special teams. That is wonderful stuff that can't help but mix through your locker room, and that's just a great thing.
It sure is. It was a fun night. I don't know what else we could have asked for.
Yep.
As far as an opening game, it was a really fun night. I thought that we looked really good when we just started doing the little 8-yard, 5-yard passes, and that worked for us all night long toward the end, you know.
It really was a terrific night. It was a incredible, you know, the storm that blew through there right before the game. You thought we were going to get rained on all night. Turns out it wasn't that bad. Then the Vols just came out and rained down on Utah State. I mean, before Utah State even could turn around, they basically were, that game was over. Before you could turn around, it was 10-0. Tennessee did have several chances to really knock them out before halftime, and they didn't do it. Average starting field position for Tennessee unofficially in the first half, right around Tennessee's own 45-yard line, and only scored, as it turns out, really 10 points with their offense. But in the second half, as Jerry said, they got it on track and really exerted their will on that ball club. And impressive win for the Vols.
What did that third down for what? What did we do on third downs tonight? Do you have that in front of you?
No. What do you think of that? You want me to look at the numbers on third down?
Yeah. What was the final number? Because I mean, if it works, it works. It was on my nerves after about 5 minutes, but if it works, it works.
Yeah. You mean while the other team's on the field? So third down conversion for them was terrible. So I don't have the exact numbers. I'll get that for you in terms of the box, and we'll go over that. Are you a fan of the third down for what thing? Are you saying you enjoyed that or no?
No, it was on my nerves quick, but, I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah,
I'll deal with it.
I'm not a big fan of gimmicks. I don't think we need gimmicks at the University of Tennessee,
yeah,
but that's just me.
I'd like to see what we ended up being for the night on third downs, if we held them to – I know they got the 1 3rd and 15, but I can't remember really a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, they didn't commit. They did not convert very many third downs. There's no doubt about that. They absolutely did not convert very many third downs. I'll see if I can get the number for you, and we'll run it by you here momentarily.
The thing was, and I said it all week long, and others said it, and others didn't. The ones that said we weren't going to do good, or we're going to have trouble with Utah State.
Mm-hmm.
Utah State came in here, and it was just too much for them. It was too loud. They sit in Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Oh, no doubt about it.
10 times as loud as Jordan-Hare Stadium.
When Neyland Stadium, and tonight's attendance was 102,455, when Neyland Stadium is rocking, don't bother knocking, brother. You better come on in. You know what I mean?
Not at all. Jerry, I hope you do well out there, and I hope to talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, man. Catch me about midweek, and also on every Saturday night after games, man. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Jerry Colquitt, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the phones. As again, we do this thing commercial-free for you at 865-200. Again, 865-200-5402 is the number. As now Russell Smith enters the building, and we will have an entire cast of folks that'll be coming and going all night long. Russell, man, welcome to my living room, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How about you?
How about third down conversions for the night, Russell?
Uh-huh.
Third down conversions.
Defensively, offensively?
What would you say Tennessee's number was on third down conversions? All night, Utah State converted. Are you ready? Three third downs.
The power of the third down for what? I thought that was going to be incredibly stupid. I thought that sounded like an awful idea. It seemed to get people fired up, man. They liked it. It worked.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but whatever.
I'm cool with it.
I'm done trying to, you know.
So what's the consensus? Are we all agreement, like 12-0, outside shot at making in the playoff now? Because we all know, you know, you can make sweeping judgments after the first game of the season, right?
Time of possession tonight, Tennessee had the ball for 31 minutes, Utah State 25 and change. Tennessee ran 79 plays tonight. Wow. Average play, Jerry, tonight. Average gain for the Vols, 4.8 yards. Huh? Jerry, what was your take on Hurd and the way he was used? Because that will be a topic here going forward.
Well, to me, I think you have to start, you know, from Jalen Hurd before tonight. To me, the scouting report on Jalen Hurd was that he is a outstanding high back. You know, that's what he did in high school. That's what he is physically. He is not a stop-and-start runner, unlike some of these smaller size guys. You might see like a Charlie Garner or a LeSean McCoy, guys who they don't need a lead blocker. And they can start and stop on a dime. Well, to me, that's what you need when you are using a one-back, no tight end type of a stretch running game. So it's going to be interesting to see how over the course of his career at Tennessee, how they implement him into this running game. Because I thought tonight it was really unfair to ask a guy who was a true I-back, and I know guys like Jay Graham, Jamal Lewis, those guys would have a hard time doing what this kid was asked to do tonight. So I was a little disappointed in the type of plays that they had him running, because I know this kid is a dynamic downhill I-back runner.
And very interesting points by you. Very interesting. As we get ready to go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Tennessee tonight just completely dominant in that football game in every way, shape, and form. And Russell, all kidding aside, before we go back to the phones, I wonder, Chucky Keaton's obviously not 100%. I'm not making excuses for Utah State and what happened tonight. And they replaced their entire offensive line.
He had the big bulky brace on his leg.
Yeah, he obviously was not who he's supposed to be. That said, Tennessee's defense tonight attacked, play with a lot of passion, and against a pretty good opponent, I thought Tennessee really took them to the woodshed. It was refreshing to see that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought that Tennessee would score in the 30s, but I thought it would be a close game. I didn't think Tennessee would be sitting there with a shutout going into the fourth quarter. I mean, the improved team speed defensively is evident to the naked eye. Anybody can see that, and it's refreshing. We haven't seen that kind of speed in a couple of years.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Sutton, I knew he's a pro.
Oh, wow.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
He's a pro. Pros blow plays up the way he blew that play up tonight on the quick hit in the flat, and he just comes up and just blows up a receiver. That's professional. That's what those guys look like.
Looked very natural fielding punts.
Yeah.
How about Matt Darr?
Wow. How about Matt Darr at the end of the game when he didn't hyperextend his foot?
Oh,
he landed funny on his plant foot on the final punt of the game.
Really?
And we'll get a report for you on Matt Darr when we get it. And when news breaks out, we're going to break in. Let me share this with you tonight. You talk about a youth movement at Tennessee. Here are first-year players that played tonight. Barnett, absolutely going to be a very good player. Bates, who saw time on special teams and also a little bit as well. Helm, going to be a nice player. Hurd, we already talked about. Kelly, going to be a nice player. Malone, who they had one series where they just featured Josh Malone. It was bizarre. Medley, another guy who we were just talking about. How about his terrible attempt, his first field goal attempt?
Oh.
Then he comes right back.
Rough debut.
And drills one. Yeah, His kickoffs weren't deep enough either. He's going to get there, though. I believe he'll get there. McDowell tonight played. Pearson played. Robertson played. Weathered, who passes the eye test, played. Wolf made a nice play in the game. Williams played tonight. Also seeing action tonight, Elliott Berry, Rashawn Golden as well, and, of course, TK Jr., along with Evan Berry, Colton Jumper, Damara Mixon, Emmanuel Mosley, DeAndre Payne, Sawyers played tonight, Coleman Thomas, of course, and Wharton played. That is a boatload of guys, and I thank Danny Parker for compiling that list as he's InsideTennessee.com. But that is a boatload of guys.
It's a full-on purge of the Derek Dooley era.
Oh,
no
question.
Offense to those guys, but I mean, this is an infusion of new blood and new talent.
Let's go back to the phones. Early line for Tennessee-Arkansas State, according to Brian Hartman, my producer of The Daily Show, is 14.5 points for Tennessee in that game. Let's go back to our phones. Butch Jones just said a moment ago it was a terrific atmosphere. Here's my challenge. We need you noon on Saturday. He said Tennessee fed off the crowd energy, and he's asking for the same against Arkansas State. Noon on Saturday. Back to the phones we go here. As I remind you, you're listening to the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. This is your commercial break free home for immediate reaction after Tennessee sporting events, football and basketball. Football, we're giving you 3 solid hours of love after every game. Smart Way, everything for your home. Pay your way, Smart Way. Dalton Behring is your Prince Hydraulic master distributor in Granger County, Tennessee. You can get online with us at 865-200-5402. You can find me on Twitter at Tony Basilio. You can check out Russell Smith on Twitter
at RussellWNFZ.
And again, this is your Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Back to my busy phones I go, and I get David in here who's next with us. David, hello.
Hey, Tony. I want to brag on the Tennessee defense, and then I've got 2 questions for Jerry. But the first thing I want to say is, Jerry, I want you to work that laugh in as much as you can tonight, okay?
Oh, baby, I got you covered.
you got the coolest laugh I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's pretty classic, man. He's got a pretty classic laugh, no doubt about it. But we're serious business tonight because we came out 38-7.
I'll tell you what, guys, I was so excited about that defensive performance. I mean, I've not seen anything like that. I can't remember the last time I saw a defensive performance like that. It was great. But the 2 questions I had for Jerry. Jerry, I'm sitting here looking at the stats, and I want to know what's happened to football, to college football. I'm sitting here looking, and even though – and I hate to nitpick, but even though Justin Worley goes 28 for 40, 6.8 yards a completion, and the guy from Utah State, he's 18 to 35, 4.1 yards a carry or a pass. You know, used to you'd see that kind of those kind of numbers from the running game. What's going on?
Yeah, I think what's happening, especially at the college level, I think it's more about the attraction to get kids to school than it is really about the game of football. Less defense, less running game, less blocking and tackling, more about, hey, who can have the sexiest passing game to attract these kids to campus. And that's why I want to be a little bit cautious tonight, although, like Tony said, just from the look test, and you can see it athletically, size-wise, guys look faster, that they can make more plays than what they did before. But going forward now, I want to caution all the fans, we're going to see some football teams, not some of these teams that throw around the field like Utah State tonight. You're going to see Georgia with their running game. You're going to see Alabama, you know, teams that actually will implement a physical-style running game alongside, you know, the perimeter action that you see tonight. So I just want to caution everybody a little bit tonight. I'm glad of what I saw, but you're definitely going to be different going forward.
Hey, and Jerry, that's a segue into my second question. I'm sitting here looking at our running stats, and we averaged we had 110 yards rushing, averaged 2.8 yards a carry.
Yep.
And why can we not, and I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, about Jalen Hurd being an I-back type runner. You know, back in the days of King Johnny Majors, you know, we had those big fullbacks like, Greg Amsler. And who was the other guy that they had back at the same time they had Amsler?
Roland Poles.
Roland Poles. There you go. And you know, why can we not put a fullback, especially when our offensive line is not that good, why do we not put a fullback back there to help open some holes for our tailback?
It's not Butch Jones style of football, so it's not what they do.
It's not. It's not. But does that mean Butch Jones is never going to have a good running game?
No, I don't think that's the case. But I do think Jerry's observation, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. I do think Jerry's observation is an excellent observation regarding Hurd. And the fact that you got to get him hitting the hole quicker. I mean, you can't be doing this. You can't be doing a lot of this dancing and running stretches for him. Jerry doesn't work. That's not his deal.
That is not his deal, Tony. Again, you go back and watch the kid in high school, watch film on him. He is excellent at hitting the hole fast, maybe a one cut guy, you know, making somebody a second level miss. And then he hits the north and south, you know, fall for 3 or 4 yards forward. So, you know, not everybody can play in a one-back system where it's a lot of horizontal stretch run type plays. Now, those guys are, to me, you're more backyard running back type. Charlie Gunner, LeSean McCoy, guys like that. Again, Jamal Lewis wouldn't fit in this system. Jay Graham wouldn't fit in this system. It takes a special back to be able to play in this kind of system that Butch Jones is trying to run. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how they progress during the season and adapt to the two running backs they have on camp.
Well, Tennessee just looked bad running the ball offensive. There was one play on a first down early in the second half, and they tried to give it to Lane, and Marcus Jackson, left guard, just got destroyed by some. And you're thinking, well, you know, that's a fourth year junior. That should never happen.
He's the guy that's got 9 starts.
Yeah.
They have 10 starts on their offensive line.
Kerbison got blown up several times. And I'll tell you what's going to be the big story this week is their left tackle got hurt tonight. Jacob Gilliam left the game. He was sitting on the bench with an ice bag around his left knee.
Sure did.
And I'll tell you what was really interesting is they brought in Brett Kendrick as his replacement.
Hey, Russell, that kid is not going to play.
Blair?
He is not ready.
He's listed as the backup on
Russell,
the depth chart. I understand.
Russell, I'm going to tell you what a source told me.
They can't get him to play.
They told that kid right to his face at last week when they put the depth chart out, we don't trust you to stick you in a game. Now, that's not a joke.
Tonight, you're playing
Utah State's dead meat. That game's over. You don't stick that kid out there in that situation and let him play. That's a bad situation.
That's a bad sign for him. And if he's hurt, too, I mean, let's face it. You know, we all love the local kids. The Gilliam story was great, but I don't think he was a big-time SEC talent.
Oh, no. Tell you that.
I love Brett Kendrick, did his games. I know him and his family real well.
Great kid.
I don't think he's ready as a redshirt freshman to be your left tackle.
He'd probably tell you that.
In the Southeastern Conference.
He would probably tell you that.
That's a major problem right now if Gilliam is hurt.
Butch Jones just said about Chris Weathered, he continues to learn our defensive scheme. He brings another element in terms of speed and quickness. Let me tell you something about Chris Weathered. You watch him in that game tonight, and he passes the eye test. The speed jumps off the page at you. That was a theme dating back to the spring game. It was a theme going back to that practice, the open practice this summer. It was a real theme tonight because it really jumped off the page to you. And we're going to go back to our phones now without further ado. 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. As a line becomes available, we'll get you in. I am going to get in the mix and in the hunt, Jason Swain here coming up. I want to hear from Tony Robinson as well. Reed Carringer as tonight unfolds. Christian Lundy, too. Let me say a word here about Smartway. I was telling you, Smartway, everything for your home, and you'll pay your way. Online at gosmartway.net. check them out. Let me tell you something. GoSmartWay.net, and you'll find out what this place is about. But if you really want to find out what this place is about, pop down to 8416 Kingston Pike. It's down near Bearden High School. That place is absolutely beautiful inside. Absolutely beautiful inside. And they have everything. Everything for your home you can imagine. And you're going to pay your way. And here's the deal. The deal is we want you to be smart, buy smart, and you want to go the smart way. Okay? Professor Smarty knows what he's talking about when he say this. Go the smart way. You can buy it today, pay in full. Or you choose 120-day same as cash, pay the cash price within the first 120 days. Or you choose to lease purchase an item, rent to own, in which you'll choose your payment amount and their frequency and change it anytime you want without the hassle of a new agreement. That's why we say pay your way. It's like changing on the fly in hockey. It's like all these. Yeah, let me throw Colquitt off and then we'll get Swain. It's like Nelson's asking me when we're gonna get Swain. It's like all those freshman players out there tonight. It just comes at you in waves. And that's what you do at Smart Way. You can change the way you pay on the fly, and it's just flying at you, and they're gonna take great care of you at Smart Way. So you can buy it outright, $120, 120 days, same as cash, or lease purchase. Smart Way. All on-time lease payments earn 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want, when you want. Smart Way. Everything for your home, pay your way with Smart Way. Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. I've got Russell Smith with me tonight. I also have none other than Jerry Colquitt, but please stay there. Don't let Jerry run you off. And we are also going to have Jason Swain coming up here momentarily, but let's go back to our busy phones and grab another call, as our next call up is Brian on this Tennessee victory evening. Tennessee, Brian, hello.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, welcome.
Welcome, bro. Listen, I love your show for many reasons. When's the last time we talked about Roland Pohl? That is incredible, man. How about some Sean Bryson?
Yeah. Big Sean Bryson. Big Sean Bryson.
Come on, man. Will Bartholomew. Keep
there
going
you go.
On. That's why I love you, Tony. You bring the new with the old. Sounds great hearing Jerry. Jerry, good to talk to you, man. Brian.
Hey, you quick to Brian. You know, hey, man. Throw another name at you. Mario Brunson.
Mario Brunson. Super Mario.
Beautiful. Good stuff, guys. Hey, how proud of you that defense tonight, Tony? I know that turn down for Watt may not be kind of in your genre, as you say, but have you ever heard a Tennessee crowd, honestly now, stay in it that long on third down all game long, brother?
Oh, no question. It was just such a great night. Here's the thing you can see. You can see that this football program's coming back to life. Is it totally back? I don't know. I mean, hey, who thought Missouri was going to have the year they had last year? Who thought Auburn was going to have the year they had last year? You just don't know. I'll tell you this. That defense tonight played with a real sense of purpose. And there are some serious athletes on that defense. Now, they're going to make mistakes. They're kids. But, man, there was a lot to feel good about tonight from that game. A lot to feel good about.
Agreed. I'm going to get out of here and clear the lines for you. Love to hear you with Russell W. Jason Swain is going to be great. Good to hear you sticking around, man. Hey, persistence always wins. Proud of you, brother.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Jerry, I've got to bid you adieu now. Give me a final thought here on the way out.
Hey, you know, the promising thing, Tony, is this. You know, like we talked about, it's all about matchups. The thing that Tennessee can do best, like we talked about the last couple of years, I feel like this Tennessee team can play a physical style of opponent, the best. What you're going to see coming up now, we got Georgia, right? We got Florida. Two big games in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Watch for this Tennessee defense to impress when you have to play not only the passing game, but against a physical style of running attack. And I think Tennessee can definitely hold it down against that type of attack. So I'm excited about the next month in terms of Tennessee's matchups and how this young, vibrant defense, the front, is going to line up against. also that running game that Florida's going to bring to the table as well.
Totally agree. Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you. Thank you, Jerry, for all you do, man.
All right, man. Love you, man. Hey, I just want to say tonight, too, real quick. We had about 45, 50 people out here in the Northwest.
Yep.
Are you Tennessee fans? And you guys can appreciate us. We bleed orange out here.
Hey, I thank Keith Breakbill, too, for helping us spread the word on what we're doing tonight. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, man. See you, Tony. Love you.
All right, man. 865-200-5402. To the Twittersphere we go. And by the way, if you want to react on Twitter, you can find me at Tony Basilio on Twitter. David Nine says, statistically, Tennessee has the top-rated defense in the SEC after week one. There you go. Nashville Vol says, please say something positive. How do you live? Directed at me, Russell. What does that mean? Care to help me, Russell?
I would assume you live by breathing oxygen and maintaining a steady heartbeat.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm no doctor, though.
Mike G. Lee says the running game was ... interesting. I think Young was the only runner to bounce it outside the hash marks. A win's a win, and the quest for six is now on. I think they'll tweak the running game, Dubsy. I don't think they got from the running game what they wanted to get tonight. It'll get better.
I mean, there's new offensive linemen, new running back. There's going to be an adjustment period.
Yep. Adjustment period for everybody. Let me bring Jason Swain in now without further ado, who has his own show starting in the morning here in Rocky Top. And Jason, is that tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
You're a maniac. What are you still doing up, man? It's 11 past 11 in the Eastern time zone.
Man, I'm a machine, man. I've been on the sideline standing up the whole game and fired up, man. It was a sight to see this evening, watching the guys get after it. And we're going to get up at 5 o'clock and get rocking and rolling for the Swain event at 7 a.m.
You sound like you're fired up. Let me ask you something here on the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, Swainy. Give me your thoughts, what jumps out at you after witnessing that up close and personal tonight. Is that the team you saw in camp, or were they better tonight?
It's a team that I saw in camp as far as throwing the football. Defensively, it wasn't the team that I saw. They really, really impressed me tonight. The running game disappointed me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a team that I saw as far as the playmakers on the outside on offense. Pig, Howard, Von Pierce, and his playmaking ability with the football in his hands. Marquez North, we know how great of an athlete he is. Justin Worley's confidence, something I've been trying to tell people for, months now. Hey, he's a different player. His arm is stronger. He's more confident, and you saw that today. He just needs to get on the same page with his receivers and his tight ends, and that happens over time. You want your defense to be ahead of your offense. So it's not a big deal that the offense was a little slow there in the third quarter, but the defense held strong, and I'm sure the guys are really upset that Justin Coleman gave up the touchdown because they had a chance to pitch a shutout.
Against a nice team. That's the thing that happened tonight. Now, you and I know, we did the show a couple days ago out at Hardee's on Kingston Pike, and the point, Jason, that we had then is you really didn't know what you were going to get out of tonight. Either way, you really had no idea what you were going to get. I don't think any of us expected that, though. I didn't expect it.
No. No coach in the country knows what they're going to expect the first game. I mean, Butch says it all the time. It's a game of unknowns, and I think every coach in the country can say the same thing. But when I talked to somebody on what day was that? I think it might have been Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. It was Booms Day. And I talked to somebody inside the program, and they were like, hey, these guys are ready to go. They had a mental day, tried something a little bit different this year, allowing the guys to take more mental reps and get their legs back. And it paid off tonight. The guys were flying around. They were playing Simon football on defense. I mean, you can tell that this football team has improved from the first game this year than the first game last year. So whatever they did, it worked for this game. They just have to go back and watch the film and make those correctable adjustments that we talked about Friday, Tony. I think they have a lot of stuff on film where they can go back and make those corrections.
Hey, Jason, this is Russell Smith. Just want to wish you luck launching your new show tomorrow morning. We'll be listening. Just want to get your thoughts on the receivers, man. How much they're improved right now as opposed to last year when they really had trouble just, you know, getting three guys out there who knew how to run a play. And, you know, they were rolling guys in and out, six, seven guys out there at receiver tonight. How much progress have they made in that area?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I mean, I start with Josh Smith. I mean, he's a guy that caught a lot of flack last year. He's a local kid. Probably should have redshirted last year, but he was thrown in the fire. And I thought he was going to be a starter just by the way that he performed in fall camp. And you saw what he was able to do when he hit the sideline. Great block by the receivers. He got to the edge. Explosive play to start the game. You look at Von Pierce, and he's special when he gets the football in his hands. He makes guys miss. He did that on his touchdown play. Pig Howard, he's added another dimension to his football game. As a receiver, you know, you come in, you play one position, and then as you grow and you get more experience, you move around. And that's what Pig Howard has done. I mean, he's moving out to the outside, and he's running outside routes. Did drop a comeback, but he came back. Justin Worrell, I love what he did. Going right back to him. And so now Pig Howard can forget about that drop. I love that Justin Worley went right back to him. Pig ran the same route. He caught the ball, got a first down. So Marquez North, Josh Malone, they just have to get on the same page as Justin Worley. We have some opportunities out there that we left on the football field. Justin Worley threw a deep pass to Marquez North. North had a step on him to the inside, and Justin Worley threw it over his outside shoulder. That's one of those throws where you kind of want to put it on Marquez North and allow him to body the DB out and go up and high point the football. And Josh Malone had a, you know, he was two steps behind the guy, but Worley out, you know, overthrew him just a tad. And I'm okay with that. As long as he is, you know, overthrowing him by a step or two, I'm fine. As long as he's not underthrowing him and guys not, and the defense is picking it off, we'll adjust that. We'll correct that. And Josh Malone, he'll improve, but he's, you know, he's going to be special. He's going to be special for us this year.
Hey, I want to go back to a point you made about Pig Howard before. You know, after he makes the drop, they come back to him. And the thing I like about that formation is they sent Trips out top. He's down the bottom. And they get the ball, I mean, immediately go back to him. It seems like Bajakian loves that formation. And they love throwing to the receiver that's isolated.
Tony, we've been doing that for decades here in Tennessee. Decades. I mean, you go
that's Tennessee
right
football.
Yeah, you got man-to-man coverage on the backside. I mean, offenses here with Coach Cutt and mm-hmm. you know, Randy Sanders. I mean, it was an exposition. It was guys like Dante Stallworth, mm-hmm. Robert Meacham, Chris Hannon. You get those fast guys, one-on-one coverage backside, and it's a short side of the football field. It's like stealing candy from a baby. So, you got to have a playmaker. Backside that your quarterback can trust because, hey, you're going right to him because it's man-to-man, it's a short throw, and it should be pitch and catch.
Back to our phones we go. If you want to talk tonight with Jason Swain, who's now joining us. And, Swain, your website is?
SwainEvent.com, Tony. I had to get unlimited bandwidth because of you, so I'm ready tonight. Let's go.
What did I do to you, Swain? Tell me.
Hey, man, the site crashed on Friday, so I called GoDaddy. I was like, hey, man, Tony Basilio made my site crash. Everyone went to it, and we got to get unlimited bandwidth. So I'm ready to go tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm crashing tonight. Let's go back to the phones and get Tennessee Rooster up next, who's on your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello there, Rooster.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Rooster.
Man, I'm doing well. I'm pumped up. I think one thing that we can all say, I don't know if you guys agree or not, but the program, I think it definitely bottomed out in the last 2 years, and now we can see, you know, all the hype is manifesting itself on the field, and we've got tangible evidence tonight that we're on the up and up, and we've come off the bottom. I mean, I thought we really looked good, a lot of energy, a lot of athleticism. I was very excited about that. But I like your theme. We definitely need to temper our enthusiasm. It's going to be a long year. We got a tough schedule. Just three quick points here. And first one, Jason could probably speak to this very well. Pig Howard, man, what happened to that guy? I mean, he did more tonight than he's done his whole career. And the guy missed spring ball. I mean, I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't know if it's just he's more motivated. There's more competition. I'm not sure, but that guy, he was flat getting after it tonight. Second thing was, Tony, you hit on this earlier, Cam Sutton. I mean, guy looked like an all-star. I think every other team that was watching the game tonight, they're probably thinking, man, we're going to go after Justin Coleman all day long every time they play us. And the final thing I'd ask you just real quick, do you think this short week's going to hurt us? I mean, we play on Sunday, now we can come back on Saturday. I don't know. You know, it seems like that is a very short week. I kind of wish we had a bye, but we are playing Arkansas State, so maybe it won't be a big deal.
I'll tell you what, hey, and now hang on. Arkansas State's got a nice little team now, Rooster. I don't want to – that's not a bad football team Tennessee's going to play, especially in light of where Tennessee is. Jason and Rooster, thanks for the call, man. Great talking to you.
Hi, thank you.
All right. Jason, let's work our way backwards there. What about the short week?
I don't think it's going to be a problem. These guys have put in so much work. Fall camp has been a really physical fall camp. They've had days where they were just so sluggish because they didn't have legs. And this coaching staff, I mean, they're going to have walkthroughs and take those mental reps. These guys are feeling good. They have some positive momentum. Why wait the whole week? Go out there and play and get it done versus Utah State. Now, if it was Alabama or Florida or something like that, Georgia, I would be more concerned. But, hey, it's Arkansas State, not taking anything away from them. But, hey, you just came off a really, really, really good game versus Utah State to open the season. You had, you know, 102-4, 5-5. Everyone cheering. The crowd was rocking. Third down for what? I mean, it was jumping. Let's come back and do it again in a couple of days.
865-200-5402. Maybe we'll do like Alcoa here in our area did a couple days ago and schedule two games in 3 days or whatever that was they did. I think they played a Thursday night and then a Saturday night game, which I guess, yes, two games in 3 days. Let's go back to the phones at 865-200-5402. Some excellent points there by Rooster. Let's move along here in the spirit of keeping things going. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us, we'll try to get as many folks in tonight as we can as you enjoy your Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter this evening. And Bruno, you're up next with us. Bruno, hello.
Hey, I think this is Roberto, brother.
Hey, man, what's up?
Wayne, long time, brother.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm proud of you.
Can't appreciate it, man.
Making good. I'm really proud of you and happy for you.
Thank you, man.
A better guy.
Go ahead, Dubsy. Give him a shout out.
I was just going to say, I like Bruno better.
Yeah, we like Bruno better. That.
Okay, well, then you can call me whatever you want after tonight. I really don't care. I'm just glad we won. So I was really interested in this game, and I was very surprised as a person who was sitting there going, we're not supposed to bludgeon this team like this. It was not supposed to go down like that. And I was just really happy. I mean, they fielded. Would you guys say they fielded, if not the best, one of the three best players on the field, Chucky Keaton, at the trigger man?
What do you think, Swaney?
He didn't look like the best guy, one of the best three guys tonight.
No, but he doesn't look healthy, though. He's not back from that injury.
They had their Utah State football guy on telling everybody that the 85 Bears were strutting up in Knoxville today. And I think I was believing them. But I was just really pleased with the energy we played with and the speed. Our team's speed has improved significantly, specifically on defense. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
I don't think there's any that there's no denying that Tennessee looks better.
And one name you heard all night long, but I didn't think I'd hear it in this capacity. Dylan Bates had at least four tackles on special teams tonight. At least. I know I heard his name four times on special teams. I'm just really pleased with the young guys. That's all I have to own. That I thought this would be 28-24 balls. And I have to own that Tennessee came out and just stuck their boot on their throat. It was over. I mean, 6 minutes into that game, we were like, so where do you guys want to go after the game? What do you want to do? I mean, it was over. And they weren't coming back. They were dead. Kyler Fackrell didn't play very well. They didn't look like the team I expected to show up. With that said, I think Tennessee has a whole lot to work on. And, Jason, if you'll elaborate on some of the things you saw that they would need to work on this week and going forward, because they clearly have a lot of holes still to fill. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you make your biggest improvement from your first game to your second game. And the number one thing that jumps off the page is the rushing yards. I mean, we have to be better rushing the football, no doubt about it, if we want to get to six wins. The young guys, they play well. You can tell the speed. Dylan Bates making plays on special teams. Chris Webb, I saw him swarming to the football. Kurt Majid giving offensive tackles trouble. You can tell the speed, no doubt about it.
I'll tell you something that's really interesting, that an observation that Jerry Colquitt had earlier, as we talk with Jason Swain here, is he doesn't believe that using Hurd in a finesse formation as a finesse-type runner is going to work. He thinks he's a downhill, straight, slam-it-at-you kind of guy, and he thinks they need to go to more of that. Do you think they'll alter things when they look at the film, or do you think that that kid can play the style they're wanting him to play?
I think he can do it all, Tony, but I was standing there tonight wishing that we would go more downhill running with Jalen Hurd. I agree with Colquitt on that one, but I think he can do it all. You saw what he did in the open field on the screen pass, making a guy miss, cutting inside, getting to the end zone. I mean, he can do it all. He's special. I mean, he's a stud. That's why he was a five-star. That's why he played a lot of snaps. I think it'll be safe to say, I think probably played the same amount of snaps as Marlon Lane. You have to go back and look at it, but he got a lot of burn tonight, and he's earned it from the way he's worked at fall camp and what he's done in fall camp during scrimmages.
Dubsy, what do you think?
Unheard?
Yeah.
He looked good to me. He looked good catching on the touchdown pass.
That's what he said. He's such a great athlete. He's going to be able to do so many things when the game slows down for him a little bit. Yeah. You can see that. But I wonder if they're gonna alter that wrinkle a little bit, Jerry. Sweeney, because these guys have shown this already in a year here. They're not afraid to try something a little different or admit, hey, we need to tweak this. I wonder if they'll go in that direction.
You have to. I mean, you have to adjust. I mean, when Arkansas State looks at the film, I mean, they're gonna make adjustments. In Tennessee, we have to self-scout themselves. That's why you have a bunch of GAs and quality control people on your staff to do that, to make sure that you break Tennessee. So, yeah, we will have to make adjustments, do different things with Jalen Hurd. I think he's special. I think he's versatile. That's why you go out and recruit guys like that, because they're not one-dimensional. Guys that size, Tony, they don't make cuts that way
no.
And accelerate to the end zone. He's special. He's not soft and terrible at all.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. And I would love to see them just give the ball to him and say, get you some. Let's go. And probably they're going to. Hey, one other observation for you. Let's talk about that tackle position, because after the game tonight, Butch Jones said he's really not concerned about Matt Darr and that injury at the end of the game. They are concerned about Gilliam. He said that tonight. He said he's concerned about Gilliam at the end of the game and the injury that he suffered tonight. Dubsy, run by your scenario about an hour ago that we heard on the air here on the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
They
go ahead.
They ought to be concerned about it, because they're not exactly stacked at that position anyway. They've got Dontavius Blair listed as the backup, but he didn't come into the game today. They put in Brett Kendrick when the injury occurred, and Gilliam's over there with ice pack all over his left knee, so you got to wonder the extent of that injury. And, you know, I love Brett Kendrick, but as a redshirt freshman, this was the first college football game he's ever played in tonight. Is he ready to go through an SEC season as Tennessee's left tackle? I don't know.
What about Blair, though, not getting into that game tonight? Jason, doesn't that speak volumes for where that's at right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's either a home run or a strikeout sometimes with JUCO guys. And Blair, he's been a slow developer, and that's why Gilliam was starting. And you knew that was a concern for this offensive staff is our tackles. That's why at the beginning of the football game you saw us throwing bubble screens and throwing screen passes to get the ball out to our receivers. Josh Smith made a heck of a play getting to the outside, and that's what we have to do this football year, is get the ball to our playmakers as fast as possible to try to protect our tackles. Now, you got Coleman Thomas, who is versatile, who was listed as a right tackle during the spring, and he can play a number of positions. Maybe you have to shuffle some guys around if Gilliam is out. But yeah, I mean, we have to make sure that, those offensive linemen are healthy. And if not, then we're gonna be in some trouble.
Let's go back to our busy phones as we're about 1 hour in the books here. Time for me to remind you that Dalton Behring and Hydraulic is about the business of providing exceptional service and unbeatable prices for all their customers. Not going to promise you more than they can give. Dalton Behring is going to take great care of you. You're going to get the service you expect and deserve. Selling both domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components. Never sell you something and then hanging you out to dry with no tech.